All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you right now for the time of study right now, Father. We thank you for the apostle and the Christ family. We thank you for all these students here now. We have our eyes open, our ears, and our heart right now, Father. May the Holy Spirit move through this office class. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We want to, I'm just going to go back over a few notes. Been over last time because it's been a while. I'm not going to go into real detail. Just go over a few of them because you're going to see them again on the exam. They're going to get off in time and listen to tonight. We started talking about, I think, the cost of praying in the apostolic on the last time. And the two points we made was one, that when you are a prayer, a prayer, one of the first things that you can expect to receive is promotion. I think the apostle dealt with that tonight. The Holy Spirit hit him when he's talking about the anointing. When you are a true prayer, you will experience promotion. We came from Daniel 6, of course. And then we also found out when you are in true prayer, you will also receive preference. Promotion and preference. We also found out there that when you are in true prayer, you'll be put in a life that you will be preferred. Promotion, preference, and preferred. We saw last time we met how Daniel was a prayer. How Daniel stayed on his knees. He prayed three times a day, correct? We found out that when you become a true prayer and stay in the presence of God, nothing will be able to slip up on you. You talk about having that alarm on while you're in state mode. When you are a prayer, just going over it, some of you may have it, just going over it again. When you are a prayer, you would get a don't care anointing on you. You don't care what nobody think about you. Like you say, you get ugly for God. Because when you are a true prayer, a sinner would get afraid to be around you. Because you know they'll get exposed. Then we talked about how I know for a fact many men and women of God keep that distance from apostles because they know he'll get up in the spirit and he'll see it. I'm telling you now, if you don't know, get it right when you get in prison. I'm warning you. Alright. We found out that Daniel had an excellent spirit. And he had an excellent spirit because, well, what? He was a prayer. See, for the prayer, when you become a true prayer, it helps you develop to have an excellent spirit. And we saw also with Daniel, because he was a prayer, he was promoted because the king promoted him. But we found out that when your name get called, somebody else's name get called. And that's God. Because you become a friend of God when you become a prayer. You have communication with him. So when people call your name, they call him on God at the same time. All right, I'm going to get off of some of this new stuff, and then we get off into our lesson for that as well. I'm going to finish this out, and then we'll get into the secret prayer. Apostle had the impartation call today with all the ALT members, and he said something, which I feel is very vital for us in prayer. And I want to give you this, that I use the word adjustment, but the Holy Spirit gave me, just said, we must begin to make adjustments in order to see the power of prayer that God has intended in our life. See, remember we talked about last week, we're not just talking about a Lord, lay me down to sleep type of prayer, or just praying when you wash, brush your teeth, or praying when you wash your face. No, we're talking about a prayer when you get in the, you sacrifice, it costs you something. You know, you get up at 6 to get yourself together, you got to get up at 5 to spend time out with God first. See, it costs you something. Get up a little extra before everybody else get up. You see? So that's what the Holy Spirit gave me. They were possible to talk and get to deal with this prayer. We don't have to make adjustments. We got to make adjustments to the fact where we have to spend some quality time with God. Whatever it is you got to do, you got to adjust the time schedule. Some of them may even have to adjust our belief, things we believe. We may have to adjust some of our priorities. And you may have to adjust your schedule. I mean, there's a lot of adjustments we all have to make. God is looking for a holy church. What kind of church? A holy church. And the way you become a holy church is by becoming a what? A praying church. God's looking for a holy church. He's not looking for somebody who's, lack of better word, clubbing on Saturday and then singing in the choir on Sunday. Hallelujah. I thank God for the ministry that I have because I believe that we have one of the cleanest praise and choirs in the whole world. You know, I've seen some foolish stuff, you know. I've seen some people who DJ on Saturday night and then playing music from God on Sunday morning. No, no, no. God looking for a holy church. He's not looking for somebody who will cuss you out in a minute and then take a long with a pray for you next. Look at game three right quick. Side track, got the rabbit trail, we get back on. You know it's hunting season. Hallelujah. James 3. God looking for a holy church. Clean folk. See, you can't tell me if you're talking about somebody or cursing somebody or gossiping about somebody and come back around and want to open the same mouth and bless God with it. It's not going to work. Look at James 3, verse 10. He said, out of the same mouth we see the blessings and curses, my brother. These things ought not be true. See, they don't come out of the same mouth. I ain't gonna read for Amplify. I mean, the message translation, so we gotta move on. Gotta get this done. Alright. Go down to Daniel 6. Daniel 6, we'll finish Daniel out. And Daniel 6, verse 11. And it says, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God. Now, when you pray, light will come. I think when you pray, light will come. Any darkness that may be trying to come in has to dissipate because God has now showed up on the scene. All right? Listen. You can hear, as I study this passing, man, it's just ain't getting, it's fast to say good and gooder to me. You can have a good sermon on Sunday. You can have a good Bible study with some of y'all from different churches on Monday, Tuesday, whatever your day is. You can come to Christmas Sunday morning. You can come to special meetings. You can show up whatever other kind of calls you want to show up for and get a good word. But if you're not praying, that word won't do you no good. And I think that's what has happened. We miss a lot of miracles in the body of Christ. We miss a lot of breakthroughs because we hear a word that's very impactful, but when you leave, that's all you get. It's good for that moment. It's like a high, we talked about that spiritual high. But you, when you finish, you have to go back and meditate and pray on that word you just got. And when you begin to pray, now God will begin to expose or bring more light to you about what you just heard. If you really knew the value of prayer, oh Lord Jesus, it would be so hard to stand sometimes, Jesus, because you know the Lord will really show up. You ever seen, I'm talking about my home, I'm talking about what I know, you ever seen the apostle, I'm not good, I've been close, but you pray so much that if you just start thinking about God, it starts overwhelming you. You ain't seen the apostle, he could be preaching and just start thinking about what God has brought him from, what God has done for him, his life, his family, his ministry, and then he got to check himself, man. See, when you're a prayer, that's what happened to you. Because if we understood the value of prayer, man, we couldn't take it. If you have been a presence of God and start praying something, you don't even want to leave. It's a feeling like you never had before. You don't even know what to do. You don't know what to say. Lord, have mercy. You got to sit there, you ain't there. Daniel. Now, we're going to see something here. Come on, Lord. Daniel 6. Where I want to go. Look at verse 12. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Now, you know the story about Daniel. They gave him a kiss about nobody should pray to their God or you bow down to the king and so forth and so forth. And the bot signed the decree. Now, now these boys ain't writing on it. They said, I didn't. Now, look here. Now, you put a decree out now. That's the first here. Now, every man has to teach of God, a man, within 30 days, save your king. Try to be talking to the den of lions. The king also said, this, the thing is true. Yeah, that's true. That's what I said. according to the law of Medeans and the Persians, repulsed not. Then answered, and they said before the king, "Then Daniel." I like how they say that. "Then Daniel," which is the children of the capital of Judah, "regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that hath signed, but making your petition three times a day. I tell you the prayer." Daniel didn't care what was going on, what was happening, what decree you said. "I'm going to stay in the presence of God." See, you got to, see, I told you, it costs you. You got to be willing to stay in the presence of God no matter what it costs you. You know the king put a decree out. Now, watch it in verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, he was very so displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him and labor till the going down of the sun. These men assembled unto the king and said, "O king, know, O king, that the law of Medes and Persians," wait a minute, am I still the right one? Yeah, I'm there. All right. "Medeans and Persians, is there no decree, no statute, which the king established, may it be changed?" And the king commanded, they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king, now watch this here. Now the king spake and said to Daniel, "This is God. Who God? Thy God, who you serve continually, will deliver thee." Listen to this. When you become a true prayer, even folks who may not like you or try to harm you will recognize God with you. When you're a true prayer. Now, the king knew that the day was long there, but the king said, "The king said, I got to get this." He said, he said, "Daniel, thy God, whom thou serve continually, he will deliver thee." You've got to get to the place to understand no matter what you're going through, you know God's going to deliver you. It don't matter what this government do, what they say, what's going on, I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to worship my God. I'm going to seek my God's faith. You can do what you want to do. See? Now watch. Oh, I love this. Now I got to read this from the Amplified here. Verse 16. Because something good is about to happen. He said, "The king came then and ordered Daniel to be brought and thrown into the lion's den. But he said to Daniel, 'Your God, to whom you are so loyal, is going to get you out of this.'" Can I ask you a question? No answer. Are you loyal to your God? Because if you loyal to him in prayer, when you go through, he's going to get you out. Watch. "A stone slab was placed over the opening of the den. The king sealed the cover with the signet of the ring." Who sealed it? But it wasn't sealed by the Holy Ghost. Fixing Daniel's feet. Now, this is why I like this here. "Then the king went back to his palace. He refused supper. He couldn't sleep. He spent the night fasting. At daybreak, the king went and ran down to the lion's den. He approached the den and he called out after him, 'Daniel, son of the living God, has your God, whom you serve, lauded, saved you from the lions?'" I'm reading from another translation. "O king, what is over," said Daniel. "My God sent his angel, who closed the mouths of the lions so they would not hurt me. I have been found innocent before God, and also before you, O king, and I have done nothing to harm you." When the king heard these words, he was happy. happy. He ordered Daniel, take it out of the den. When he was held up by one of the stuck on him, he had trusted his God. Woo, Lord. Now watch this. It's going to get good. Then the king commanded the conspirators who had informed of Daniel. See, in Patatel, he was told old Daniel, "Bring them to the lion's den." Now, watch this. "Along with their wives and children." Now, look at what this thing is saying. "Before they hit the floor, the lions had them in their bones, tearing them up piece to piece." Can I get it? See, when you were there, and things sort of, you're in your lion's den. So we're talking about the lion, we're talking about the lion's den. When things go away, the sickness and disease and the hatred or whatever it is you're going through, before you finish praying, you're going to talk about.
Listen, listen. He meant that dead man, he knew dead man, by God and the church. In other words, everybody could make it to everybody to try to harm you and to take care of them too. When you're there. Well, the Old Testament was something, boy. Listen, them kids ain't did that. They ain't did that. The guy couldn't tell you. I didn't, man, no, 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 they ever did that. I can't see what they have right now, but we haven't grown it. Oh, man. I'm telling you. I ain't lying. See, I try to be cool. God, oh, thank God, Jesus. I'm good. My nose, it got crazy. Hold on. I mean, talk to you. You better be careful. I'm serious. So, well, my Lord, this boy prayed so much, and he got on, oh, Lord Jesus. He found favor with the king. But when people came against him, the entire family was doing, and I like this part. The Bible says they were eaten before they even touched the ground. The Lord showed me in prayer, when you pray, the Lord will eat everything up when it comes against you. When you are a true prayer, I pray you have a true prayer before you receive the word from the before you leave, when you do it, the Lord will eat it up. Every time you come get away, every time anybody got no shit, you got to tell somebody nothing. You just get your prayer card, you're going to come in and see the prayer in a minute. God called to make you wait up. Is that up? Is that up? You can't even say, you see nothing. Tell me if you tell pastor. Listen, he didn't say it wasn't to be formed. He said, no, wait, you're formed. See here, he can tell them to be informed when you are a prayer. All right. Let's get on to this thing, chapter 7, the secret prayer. The secret prayer. I like this. It says, Luke 18:1, men ought always to pray and not faint. Now, notice what he said, the author of speaking. He said, the word always speaks for itself. Prayer is not a meaningless function or duty to be quiet until a busy, really up to this day, and we are not obeying the Lord's command, we are content with ourselves, with 2 minutes on our knees in the morning, rest late at night, when our family is tired with the task of the day, call out to rest. Secret prayer, chapter 7. Alright? Now, what happens is, same thing we've been talking about, we've talked about this prayer, this costing you something, this secret prayer. This prayer we call it, it can't just be something we do just half-heartedly. It can't be something you do after a long day. You know, man, let's be real. After a long day, you've been in the work, you've been with these people. If you deal with people all day, you got some people that's crazy, they drain you. You got employees that'll drain you. You got people calling you at the house, they can't find stuff, they can't find their shirt, they can't find their shoes. You gotta go home, you gotta pick up a school, you gotta cook dinner, you gotta get lunch ready for tomorrow, and then at the end of the night, you know, you wanna watch your show, you wanna watch whatever you watch, CSI, you wanna watch the news, and then whatever what you gonna say, Lord, thank you for this day. You were so good. Give me strength for tomorrow. I know you, Jesus. You're the greatest thing the good of this life with. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name. And you hear this thing, he got after you. But what he said, crowded into the busy and weary activities of the day. Because you know, you feel sick, your body goes get tired. But when you start talking about this secret prayer, we're talking about this prayer, we're talking about, nigga, Lord, this body tired, everybody in the bed, right? Everybody in the bed now, everything's good. Lord, I'm going to give you this last 30 minutes. Lord, I'm going to work with you. You don't want to know all the time today, God. Lord, I thank you. He's a talk to him. Lord, preacher, I guarantee you wake up in the morning feeling like a new man. Like a new woman. Rejuvenated. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've been trying it, man. I'm trying. I was tough with it. Not like I should. Lord, wake me up sometime. Yeah, let me see. Look, see, let me help you here.
sometimes you think you just getting up because you have to go to the restroom or get you a glass of water, or you hear somebody dog barking, or you thought you heard something, and go back to bed. No. It's time to get up. This would be hard, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, be hard. You say, Lord, I gotta get up. I got somebody I gotta do. I leave five, leave three. Lord, I talk to you this Saturday before I go to the airport, Lord. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? But what happens is, when I start training myself, once I got up, like one of the more, you don't get up for 5 minutes, you cut the sleep at one, you trying to get the next out of sleep. I'm just being real with you. But I found out when I got in God's presence, I found myself waking back up with more energy than I had. I feel good. I'm like, is this one already? Oh, man, I thought it was about 8 o'clock. Man, I'm ready to go. You see what I'm saying? Think about it. Right here. Okay. I'm going to talk about it all day. God is always ready to hear our call. Really? Always ready to hear our call. It is true. Watch this here. His ear is ever attentive to our cry of a child, but we can never get to know him if we use the vehicle of prayer as you use the telephone. Yeah. Very few words in a hurried conversation. You know how it is, especially when you don't feel like talking to somebody and you're like, hey, God, how you doing? Yeah, everybody get yeah, all right, I'm going to talk to you later. That's how we do God. Yeah, we talk to God. Hey, God, how you doing? Yeah, everything all right? Yeah, I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus, praise God. I'm going to church tomorrow. Hey, I pay my time. Hallelujah. Just look. Start this conversation like you just, man, you talking to God, man? Somebody who can turn that microphone on. Somebody who will bring it back. Somebody who can put that song on the quiet for me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to have a conversation with him. Because he ain't doing nothing for me. Just think about what he did with his son. I'm going to be Lord Jesus. Hold on, Holy Ghost. I ain't going to do it. I'm going to be cool. Intimacy requires development. Intimacy requires development. See, in essence, if you want to become closer to God, you have to develop yourself. You know, we talk about it all the time. We do whatever we have to do. We want a promotion from our job. We're still over late. We do overtime. We're making sure that our party's done right and everything. So we develop, and then you want a better job or you want a good position. Some people even take the time out to say, okay, I don't know Brother Rogers' job, but I want a job like that. Let me research it. Let me go train on this. Let me learn how this software works so when this position comes open, I can apply for it because I need to develop myself in this area. Well, we got to develop ourselves in prayer. And the more you develop yourself in prayer, the more intimate it becomes with God. So we have to ask ourselves, have we been developing ourselves properly with God? Have we been exercised? Oh, Lord, that's a good one. That's a good one. You know, them bodybuilders, they do a whole lot of stuff to maintain their physique. They do a lot of training. They have to eat 60,000 times a day. They have to eat chicken breast and a lot of water, food and vegetables and pre-workouts and post-workouts and getting protein in. And then when it's time for competition, you have to lose weight. You got to shred and make sure your water melts. It's a development. Well, you know that for your body. This is what you got to do to become intimate with God. This ain't no automatic thing. You just lost. You turned out here and I'm like, no! You have to develop yourself with God. God has to know, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. When you develop yourself, there are things you learn that you wouldn't learn if you didn't pray. Let me help you. Lord, focus on you. We were talking about last time, man said I live by bread alone, but they worried to speak out of the mouth of God, right? Me and the man of God was talking, and this is how you're talking about secret prayer, right? I'm gonna put it in here. I see the Holy Ghost want me to put it in here. Remember the scripture where the Bible says that if they would have known who Jesus was, they wouldn't have crucified him? If Jesus would have known who he was, he wouldn't have what? Crucified him. The Bible says Satan is the prince of the what? the world, and that's what they are. All right? Watch this. Say secret prayer. If they would have known who Jesus was, they would have crucified. I'm trying to hold this. I'm about to bless. Satan, why so important to pray? Especially the Spirit. Satan cannot operate in the spirit realm. If he would have known who Satan was, he wouldn't have been born. If he would have known who Jesus was, he wouldn't have crucified him. There are certain things you give in prayer, or there are certain words that God will give you. Watch this here now. You should never speak out. See, because if you speak it, and you tell somebody, now he can try to, if you don't go to do it, he can now try to become a thunder back in your way. Because you open your mouth. So you go back and study Jesus. They're going to listen, I'm going to tell you. They're going to study Jesus. Jesus, until he was trying to be crucified, Jesus never said who he was. He was wise enough to Pharisees and the scribes, remember, that the Pharisees would try to get him to see he would say he was son of God because that was just the law. But he didn't say it. The people knew who he was, and the people never said that. Because they never knew who he was. As long as he didn't see them, Satan didn't know who he was. See, when you're in prayer, there are certain things God has given you from secret prayer that's not making you speak out. That's for you to hold on to. Because if you open your mouth, nothing's going to be stopped. There's going to be some stuff that God's putting your way. He can start using people now to aggravate you, to make you think what he said is not going to happen. The goal of prayer is to be in the ear of God. That's all. Prayer is not for you to sound any group of four people. Prayer is not designed to let people know how many scriptures you've read because you've prayed and put every scripture in the New Testament in your prayer. And I've seen it. That's not what prayer is for. Prayer is to get in the ear of God. If you're not for God, the Holy Spirit put your spirit to say, God, I love you. That's how God may want to hear from you right now. In your prayer time. Sometimes he may not want you to say that at all. He'll tell you, don't say nothing. We had a young lady months ago, maybe about a year ago, in Baker, Louisiana. Her brother's a pastor. She was in the house, and they say she was meditating, praying, just in the house, doing what she normally do. And she had to pick her daughter up an hour later or so, something like that. But she said, I'm going to go early. I said, go early. She said, but I ain't got to make sure go early. She left. How about when she got back an hour later, she couldn't get to her house, she didn't know what was going on. They were there, blocked off, and said, what's happening? Oh, a plane hit your house. Nobody went home. Prayer. I tell you, when you pray, when you have two prayers, don't rest in the building. Hallelujah. This is the goal that you already reached by patience and tears waiting upon Him, by pouring out our hearts to Him, permitting Him to speak to us. Watch this here. Only by so doing can we expect to know Him. Now, I like this last one He said. Always. Remember saying men are always praying to not faint? Say always. Always does not mean that we are to neglect the ordinary duties of life. What it means is that the soul that has come into the intimate contact with God in silence of prayer chamber is never out of consciousness with the Father. Boy, I like that. Woo! Jesus. See what he's saying, I told you, God knows your flesh, He knows your flesh. He knows you have desires, He knows you have weaknesses. But what he's saying is, when you get up in the morning early to pray, or in the afternoon, whatever God tells you to do, Let the Holy Spirit guide you. He said, when you go to work, you don't have to try to be all spirit and get proud of your job, sitting with your Bible open, praying, ha, la, 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 go work together. This people say, no, you here to work. See? No, don't do that. See, what he's saying is, when you're moving, do what you got to do. But the moment that you are no longer honored than to doing those things, because you feel comfortable with God, your spirit now goes back in the conscience of knowing the understanding God is with me. God, yeah, thank you. See, I'm telling you, man, even with the day, I don't want to get in the car. It ain't time to, what that boy's name is, I don't know. Something. Whoever on 94.1, DJ, whatever his name is, was trying to get out of here. It ain't time to listen to the traffic jam of the day. No! When that clock hit is over, getting that car, Lord, thank you for this day. See, simply just stand conscious. You ain't saying you got to stay all the whole day. You are conscious that I'm here. I know you've been with me all day. See, God appreciates that. He loves that. And then doing that, he can talk to you now. Lord, thank you for this day. What you think, thank you? Lord, that's my car. Hey, look, from what on Hollywood. What'd you say, Lord? Take the back road today. Well, that's a long way, but okay, you say take the back road, get home, pile up on Holland Road, backed up for 3 hours. Yeah, that could have been me. How you got to know that? To prayer, praying God, prayer, positive God, prison. Now, this thing is real, I'm telling you, man. Don't have to be Sunday. Can I see it happen to be Sunday? You know, I live here, and I'm just riding. And I always go down this thing, go home. So I said, no, go this direction, Holland Road, whatever it is. Go the other way. I said, oh, all right. Got to find out how to overturn truck or something on the interstate, traffic backed up from the interstate all the way back to a secret lane. Yeah, they all got in. They were stuck. I'm telling you, boy, prayer, stand in prison. See, you know you will have that man in that truck. Lord, I'm ready to eat, can't go nowhere, I'm in this traffic, all this value class. I know what the world of value class is trying to go on home, can't give people going home, now you stuck. You really don't have to talk about the crime, but you know that you're in traffic. If you're in the crime, you're in the traffic. Yeah, but you're listen, the heart is always going after him in loving communion. And the moment the mind is released from the task upon which you was engaged, then it returns as natural to God as a bird does a nest. You see, man, I love it, man. All right. When you are a prayer, I like this, you will have an unbroken audience with the King. Remember that it's powerful, man, an unbroken audience with the King. Listen, prayer should not just be a function or a duty. Hold the ghost now. But rather, it's a privilege that is to be enjoyed. See, prayer shouldn't be a hard, tedious task that you say, Lord, here we go, I'm going to go ahead and pray. No, man, it's an enjoyment. Yeah! But think about your favorite ice cream. Lord, you just enjoy it. Hallelujah. Whatever you eat, it's wintertime, bedroom, whatever you like. Your servant gumbo sitting by the fire saying, you had a football game on, Jesus. And you've been doing it. Then you, Lord, I ain't even mad because of the crab. That's all right. I eat the chip in the top. I'm good. But you just enjoyed it, right? You, whatever it is you're not doing, you just enjoyed it. But that's how prayer is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an enjoyment. You're going to be setting your whole head about that. But where you going? I'm going to pray. No, man. Hallelujah. That's when we open our eyes, watch this. Open our eyes in the morning, our first entry turns heavenward. I see it now clear as day. That every time when you land in that wonderful warm bed, Lord Jesus, you can smell the heat from the church of hell. Cold outside, you see the fog on the window. Oh, you feel good on that bed. But when you open your eyes, when you are a true prayer, when it's thousand, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your son. Thank you for letting God call for me. Lord, thank you for your presence. Lord, you gave me this warm bed. Lord, you gave me this job I'm about to go to. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for my children in there, Lord. Lord, I don't care what happened. Listen, let me go back to the beginning and say, he said something I like. I forgot to mention, he said, let prayer be the key of the morning and the break at night. Prayer, I love that. The first thing, let prayer be the key to the morning and the break at night. I wake up with God on my mind, I go to bed with him on my mind. Because when I wake up with him, however I open my eyes, because that's how my rest of my day goes. I believe that's how you rest your day going to go. So even if something bad try to attack you or come along, you know, because you don't remember, I tell you to open your mouth. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for life. Oh, yeah, you want to thank God for today? Let us go outside and try to flex. Lord, I thank you anyhow. See, you can say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man, I love this boy. Let me see, because I pulled that. Okay, watch this here. The study of the word and prayer go together. And when we find that when the one is truly practiced, the other is sure to be seen and close along. See, because if you are prayer, in other words, you can't be a prayer and don't study the word. And you can't say you said the word and you don't say. The two go hand in hand. Hallelujah. I said the two go hand in hand. I don't know why. I said the two go hand in hand. Like a lucky crab in bed. You know that, man? You ain't no crab ain't no butter, man. What's wrong with you, man? You're a lucky crab. Y'all go home and eat. Do something. God bless you.